Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee will come to order. I apologize for our late beginning. Democrats were having a caucus, and we ran until about 1:30. And so hopefully we'll move through our business efficiently. I want to first open the hearing on Senate Bill 843, which has to do with the way it is right now. It has to do with adding some very detailed provisions to the salmon limited entry program. Senator Brenneman has a proposal for amendments which would add some specific provisions as it related to the shrimp limited entry program. I think it would make sense, Senator Brenneman, if you would just very briefly walk us through the amendments that you propose to 843. And then I understand there is someone here who wants to testify on that.
I think I have two, Mr. Chairman, people here that came that I talked to earlier and had these amendments prepared on their behalf, and they can answer a little bit more maybe the questions if you have some. They also pointed out here a little bit of a glitch in the amendment as I've had it drafted, but basically, shrimp license moratorium is due to sunset here at the end of 87, and as we move ahead with that, there's some continuing concerns about some of the day licenses and so forth and permits that were issued in previous years. What this does basically, it provides that all vessels not possessing Oregon shrimp permits but which delivered shrimp in Oregon during 86 under the single delivery permit process be granted shrimp permits for 88. That's in there kind of as a sunset, a grandfather provision for those people that have been operating under that single delivery permit process. And then that the single delivery landing permit be retained for use by vessels not possessing an Oregon shrimp permit, but that an individual vessel can only use this single delivery permit to land shrimp in Oregon a maximum of 6 times per year. There still will be instances when you have some shrimpers out there. They may have mechanical problems. They have a load of shrimp, and as I understand it, and they're not able to bring them ashore. They need to do that to save that load of shrimp from spoilage and so forth by bringing it in under that process. If the number of shrimp permits fall below 188 in any year, Department of Fish and Wildlife can conduct a lottery to bring the number of permits back to that level. Priority for permits then issued through the lottery will be given to vessels which delivered shrimp in Oregon the prior year under a single delivery permit. And in order for a qualified vessel to obtain an Oregon shrimp permit, the vessel owner must also purchase his Oregon vessel license. And then there's a provision changing the cost of the permit from $1 to $10. We came across that yesterday or there, right, earlier this week on another bill doing the same thing. Scott McMullen, one of the people that are here today, pointed out the problem exists on page 2, lines 10 through 14. By the one provision that we're going to bring in, those in 86 that were under the single delivery system will actually be going up to over 200, to 24 or somewhere around there, I think they say, by grandfathering them in. And so the language should be changed that then as you, I think you fall back to that 188 level, they weed out, so to speak, if they leave the system. Then once we hit the 188, it should be maintained at 188.
Right.
But you will, because you bring in those single delivery permit people this first year, you're going to have greater than that. And I don't know how that language needs to be drafted to do that, but you might want to see if they want to come forward for a minute to see if I've covered that all to their satisfaction or whether.
Let me make sure I understand a couple things. What you're proposing for the lottery would be to put the license lottery would be to put a number in there of 188 that if it falls below that, they kick into a lottery.
Right.
That's the way we do with salmon, just a higher number with salmon. But in addition, how does it, I don't, I, in the middle of that, on page 2, lines 8 and 9, adding words to those individuals who landed pink shrimp pursuant to a single delivery license, what is that?
That's what I was talking about giving a priority for permits to through the lottery would be given to vessels who have delivered shrimp in Oregon in the prior year under a single delivery permit process.
Okay, so it would be a...
lottery amongst those...
lottery amongst those who have already landed some shrimp here but don't have a permanent permit.
Yes, I see nodding. That's right.
That's what it is. Okay. Okay. I don't have the sign-up sheets.
I have Terry Thompson from Newport and Scott McMullen from Astoria, who are both shrimpers.
Scott, why don't you come up, too?
They can both come up.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Identify yourselves for the record and then proceed.
My name is Terry Thompson, fishing vessel Olympic, 10-year shrimper, 30 years in fishing on state of Oregon.
I am Scott McMullen. I'm a shrimper, bottom fish fisherman from Astoria. I have the fishing vessel Prospector.
Your question.
We want to check with you about what your views were about this whole amendment. I think I got my question answered in terms of the lottery pretty well. What were your views on these amendments and how do they fit in with your views as a shrimp fisherman?
Well, basically, we ran into a problem in the last few years in that we've had a moratorium, but it wasn't truly effective because all the boat had to do was go to the state of Washington, purchase a license there, and then a shrimp trip may be worth $10,000, come back and deliver on the single delivery permit into the state of Oregon for $75, which is nominal. So a lot of boats actually functioned under the single delivery permit. In fact, in 1987, there was 26 boats that functioned that method. For one reason or another, they didn't have a valid Oregon permit, and that's why we grandfathered those vessels in. The basic purpose is to cap the size of the fleet to prevent large fleets coming around from the Gulf or coming back from Alaska. We've ran into a problem a few years ago where we raised up to, I think, 300 vessels, and immediately after that we had a major crunch in the shrimp fishery. The 188 is just an arbitrary number, but a number we found to be effective for the last few years at harvesting the resource.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kerr.
A question to Senator Brennan, or maybe one of the witnesses, whoever can deal with it. With the effect of these amendments, I see words in the amendments relative to single delivery license. Now, whose single delivery license is that?
That's an Oregon single delivery permit.
All right. So what do we got? You're saying it would be 188, and then beyond that, you would have people who would be able to get a single delivery license?
Right. We have, at present, you're allowed to use as many single delivery permits as you want during a year, so you can technically operate
on
the single
license.
Yeah, it's just like a license.
So there's no cap.
So down here, I get the exact number.
Excuse me, Mr.
I'll pass
Chairman.
This out.
There's no limit.
We limit it to six times usage during a year.
That's different from current practice.
Right. Mm-hmm. That way a boat can come in and, let's say he's a Washington boat and does want to come down and fish for a period of time, but the chances are he'll go back to Washington. That's a reasonable time. That's actually a month's fishing in state waters. Or if he breaks down, he can bring the shrimp in. Well, nobody should have more than six breakdowns during the season. If he does, he's got major boat problems.
If he does, he's trying to
he's in the wrong fishery.
He's trying to escape the license the license limitation.
Right.
Okay. So in essence, we'd have 188 in the fleet. Where would the lottery go again to when you got below 188? Who would be running the lottery? Any and all comers?
No, that's down here. In fact, did you get a copy of this?
I got these, but I'm...
Well, there's another simpler wording in my testimony here. It's basically the same thing, but it might simplify a little bit for you.
Should be in your
One of the things that we've run into last year in the shrimp moratorium was that a vessel that had no equipment on board, no net reels, did wind up with an Oregon permit. Vessel name was Sea Link. So in order to ensure that something that, like this doesn't happen, unless there's just a need for boats, we incorporated where people who've been delivering under single delivery permit have first option into the lottery.
Oh, they've got to write a first refusal for the lottery when the number of outstanding permits falls below 188.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I've got it clear in my mind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me make sure, in reading the language, I'm not sure it's written such that it says first option.
Yeah.
It says it will be, they'll be conducted, I think, amongst those who served in the fishery before. Now, you might be right, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I'm on page 3, I think.
If anyone fails to obtain a permit during a particular calendar year, the department shall issue permits by a lottery system for vessels that do not meet such requirements. In other words, they didn't keep their permit running. Those are the people that didn't. They either that or they're trying to enter the fishery.
Mm-hmm.
To those individuals who landed pink shrimp pursuant to a single delivery license to do that. I don't see where it says that they're...
Well,
it seems to me that the licenses have to be issued. I mean, maybe I'm reading funny, but it seems to me the way it reads, the licenses would have to be issued.
That's right.
To the person who had delivered with a single landing permit. And it does, I don't think the law would read such that you could give the permits to anybody else.
I think you're correct, Senator.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
The language maybe would have been better to have just put that the Department of Fish and Wildlife shall conduct a lottery. First preference or first option shall be given to those vessels that landed under a single delivery permit in the preceding year. I think in the...
Mr. Chairman, if I interrupt at that point, and if there are still...
Correct.
Licenses
right.
Available after that lottery is conducted, then they need to be open to any and all up to the 188. Is that what the sponsors really meant?
That's what they meant.
I think so, yes.
All right.
Okay.
That, so we would need to make some changes on that one.
Also in Section 20, if I could point out, Mr. Chairman, there's...
Certainly.
the way the wording currently reads... It says in lines 10 through 14, however, the number of permits issued in a particular calendar year shall not exceed 188. Because of what is written elsewhere in this amendment, we would be adding in an additional 24 vessels, which delivered in 1986 under a single delivery permit. So for a while, until attrition brings the level down to 188, there would potentially be up to 212, I believe, for a while, and that would slowly decrease over time if people ended up forfeiting their permits. The wording needs to be changed a little bit there because we're contradicting ourselves, saying that we can't exceed 188, but yet we're asking that be done. So
okay, so let me make sure I understand this because does contradict itself. You want anyone who landed shrimp by the use of a single delivery license to qualify for a normal permit?
Yeah.
So
if they delivered under a single delivery permit in 1986, they would be grandfathered in and be granted a full permit, a full shrimp permit, Oregon shrimp permit, with all rights and privileges.
Okay. These amendments do need to be reworked then, because it says in that provision where you're letting them get a permit, it says subject to the limitation on the number of permits prescribed in Section 20. So the bill as it's written right now would say they can get a permit, but only until we get to 188.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually want the number to, we need to rewrite that then, it's pretty
mm-hmm.
clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So... They should get what? Let me just make sure we all understand. The people who delivered shrimp last year, 86, that's last year, with a single delivery permit should be able to get a normal Oregon shrimp permit.
Mm-hmm. What happened was there was about, at the time that the original moratorium went in, there was four or five vessels on the coast that for one reason or another didn't get their permits in right, like there was more than that, about a dozen, didn't get their paperwork in time. They didn't wind up with a license.
Right.
They participated in the fishery every year. They've been big producers, and they're still operating under the single delivery permit. And it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, they actually hung in there in the years when it went right to rock bottom. We want to make sure that they get in.
Yeah,
they're full-fledged Oregon shrimp boats.
Right, I understand.
They deserve the
right. Okay, so we need to make some changes in the way this is worded. Was there anything else that you noticed in your looking through the amendments or anything?
No. Basically, I think this amendment is important because it will stabilize the fleet size. Oregon, the legislature, has enacted a moratorium, but the way the moratorium is written now, it's kind of like a door that didn't get closed quite tight. And so we have this crack that's wide open to let any vessel that wants to come in simply pay $75 per trip or per delivery and enter the fishery. And I don't believe that was the intent of the legislature when the law was written. Senator Brennan spoke about the situation where a vessel breaks down off our coast, needs to come in and deliver shrimp, and that's a valid excuse. But for, say, we're concerned that if you get a bad year in the Gulf of Mexico, Texas, Louisiana fishermen may see a profitable year out here and say, let's all migrate. And we had that happen in the scallop fishery, and it was a disaster.
There
was
so many boats.
That's the thing we want to avoid. So this would tighten up the existing moratorium, but not force anyone out that is currently involved in the fishery, and still allow provision for emergencies and that sort of thing. Should make a much more stable fishing fleet.
Okay, so I just thought of one other question. So in terms of the 188, that would be the number to which the number of permits would have to fall before the lottery kicks in.
Exactly.
That you want to keep the same, but you don't want the bill written such that only that number of permits can be issued.
Correct.
I think that's easily adjusted. Any further questions? Thank you both for coming over today. Appreciate it. Raleigh, Kay, you have some amendments to 843, which you need to speak to, and then I think Kay made up a really great chart that explains what all we're doing here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. For the record, my name is Kay Brown, representing the Department of Fish and Wildlife. As Senator Bradbury alluded to, I have prepared a table that shows existing law and then what the amendments that we have proposed would do to Senate Bill 843. This has to do with the trolled salmon permits. If I may, I'd just like to walk through those with you.
Sure.
Currently, there's a fee of $1 for permits.
Let me clarify first. What you're walking us through right now is what's contained in the bill that's in front of us, not in any amendments.
No,
The bill does what you're saying, I think.
No. What I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you what existing law is now.
Right.
Then I'm going to tell you what the bill would do with the amendments that we are proposing.
Oh. Well, maybe you better tell us about them first, then.
Okay.
All right. Is that fair? Then we can, because we know what the bill does. We went through that at the last hearing. But I want you to go through this, but we know what the bill does. Maybe you should tell us what changes you want to make in the bill and then go through what the whole package does.
Okay. The changes that we are suggesting are basically technical amendments to the language of the bill. They do not change any of the intent that you heard on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And I will explain those to you as I get to them. So as far as intent, and we have worked with the fishermen, they're satisfied that our proposed amendments do the same things that they were intending for that bill to do.
Okay, well, then maybe you just go ahead with what you were going to do.
Okay, so starting off, the fee currently is $1. It must be purchased annually. With the amendments, it would be a $10 fee, and it must be purchased by December 31st. Currently, there is no vessel license required when you purchase a permit, and there's no requirement for that license to be purchased at any time. The only time you need a vessel permit is when you are actually landing fish in Oregon or fishing in Oregon waters. Under the proposal, you would need to, in addition to the permit, you would have to buy a $170 vessel license. That would have to be purchased at the time the permit was purchased or prior to the time, and it would have to be purchased by December 31st. Currently, there's a requirement that the vessel land at least one salmon. Under the proposal, there would be no annual landing requirement. There is an existing 3,159 permits level at which a lottery would kick in. However, that has been deferred for 4 years. The new proposal would actually drop that level down to 1,900 permits. Would also provide that a lottery system would at that point be devised by the permit board. Under both scenarios, there is no limitation as to the number of times a permit may be transferred. There was some discussion at one point that there would be some limitations on the numbers of times the permit could be transferred, but under the proposal, there is an unlimited number of times that permits could be transferred. Presently, if a vessel is lost due to sinking or fire, some catastrophe, they have only a year to replace that permit. The proposal would give them 2 years to replace the permit, and they would not have to purchase a permit or a boat license during that time. That they would purchase those at the time they actually purchased the vessel and began fishing it. Presently, the permit board is hearing denials by the department when a vessel has not landed one salmon. That would be reduced significantly under the new proposal, which would require a permit hearing only when there were denials of a permit transfer. And it also provides for a fee of $25 anytime someone goes before the board. Presently, there's no fee. Now's where it gets a little more difficult. There's a number of provisions in there having to do with transferring permits to a vessel that has greater fishing capability.
Right.
Presently, if you want to transfer your permit to a larger vessel, a vessel that's capable of fishing, catching more fish, it requires several things. First of all, the vessel that the permit's being transferred to has to have held a vessel permit prior to August 8th, and one of other two criteria is required. Either that the new vessel is of new construction and has never been used in the commercial fishery, or that the vessel that it's being transferred to held a permit prior to August of 83. If you cannot meet those criteria, then for smaller boats, those vessels under 30 feet, there's no problem as far as transferring permits back and forth. The feeling was that those vessels, you're not increasing the amount of fish that vessel is capable of fishing for. If the vessel is greater than 30 feet, there's a limitation on the size of the vessel that you can transfer it to. It cannot exceed 5 feet. It cannot be larger than 5 feet of the original vessel. Okay. In addition to all of those provisions, then, the new bill would add a further provision relative to transferring to a vessel. It would say that if the vessel it's being transferred to is greater than 30 feet, then the original vessel must have landed at least 100 pounds of salmon in Oregon, Washington, California, or Alaska in the last 2 years. But this particular provision does not apply if the owner of the vessel is transferring to a new vessel that he also owns. That's an outline of the what we believe the amendments that we proposed to the to Senate Bill 843 would accomplish. In addition, we've added one more provision, and that is that we are asking to include a statement that the department by rule may require proof of vessel ownership prior to the transfer of permits away from a vessel. Presently, we have a situation where
a bank will own a vessel. The vessel, who we believe is the vessel owner, will come in, transfer the permit to a new vessel, doesn't bother to let the bank know, and all of a sudden they don't have a vessel that has any real value because it no longer has a vessel associated with that boat. So
right.
We would like to be able to require proof of ownership on those vessels.
So you're going to be protecting the banks in this instance.
I'd also like to speak to the comments on the shrimp. The amendments, we have no problems with the amendments as they were proposed earlier by the fishermen, the changes to the amendments. We want to raise a concern as far as the allowing people to land fish under single delivery 6 times a year. We believe that we will have some problem in tracking those vessels, making sure that they don't land more than six. But under Senate Bill 33, that requires civil penalties or allows the department to charge civil penalties for someone who violates the law. If that bill were to pass, then we would have some handle in that we would be able to charge them a civil penalty twice the value of the shrimp that were landed over and above the six permits. So, you know, if that bill were to pass, we feel comfortable that there are remedies to that situation that are substantial enough that will discourage it. Currently, I don't know that there are particular remedies that we have available to us.
Presumably, to keep track of how many single permit deliveries an individual has used is just sort of something that happens, at the end of the season?
Well, we're constantly entering that information into our computers. When they land, they fill out a fish ticket. Those fish tickets come into us weekly, and we enter that information.
Right.
There would be some lag time, and don't see that it's a problem to discover that they have actually done that. I'm just not sure what we do about it once we discover that they've landed more than their six times.
But you would be able to keep track of that.
Yes. I mean,
just not at the time of delivery.
That's correct.
That's the problem.
That's
you
right.
Won't know at the time of delivery.
Exactly.
By putting any limit on the number of single delivery permits, you're not sure of the enforcement. You're not against it, you're just not sure what you're going to be able to do about
that's
it.
That's correct.
Okay. Except if we get a civil penalty authority, then, or you get a civil penalty authority, then that might put enough fear in people's heart not to do it.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, Kay, in the amendments you brought to us, dated March 13th, 1987, on page 3, you delete lines 9 through 13, and I don't understand why. Does that come in some? Does that get added back in somewhere else, or is it? You delete lines 9 through 13 on page 3
okay.
In your amendments.
Okay, let me. No, I lost page 3 in my bill. Here we go. Okay, bear with me. What the existing provision says is that, okay, first of all, if someone has a permit or is denied a permit and they go before the board and the board waives their eligibility requirement, in other words, they haven't landed their one fish,
right.
Go before the board. Board waives that, says, okay, you were sick or whatever. Then there is a further requirement. That provision requires then that the person leave that permit on the vessel for at least 2 years. It has to participate in the ocean patrol salmon fishery for at least two calendar years.
Before it can be transferred?
Before it can be transferred. That's correct.
Okay.
This becomes moot because, first of all, there is no eligibility requirement. Under the new provision, you don't have to land at least one salmon.
Oh, okay.
And secondly, the further provision in the transfer section that says that if you were transferring from a vessel to another vessel who is over 30 feet, then you must show that, the original vessel participated in the fishery for at least 2 years and landed at least 100 pounds of salmon.
Okay, so you're so switching where the
right,
two-year participation
exactly.
is. Fine.
Okay. And the proof of ownership that you've added in your amendments is basically it has to do with the bank thing you were talking about.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the other question I had was, I think it made sense, but on page 2, lines 21 through 25, you're just kind of, the changes you're making there are basically just switching it around so you can read it and understand it, as far as I can tell.
That's correct. That's right.
I can actually understand what the law now says, thanks to your amendments.
I'm glad to hear that. I had trouble reading it. I had to draw myself a picture.
That's what I've always had to do with this law, so I'm really glad. Okay. Good. I just want to make you, yeah, because you presented them as pretty housekeeping. They clearly are. Okay. Now, let me ask you or...